We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Bobcats Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Cat Chat with head football coach Brent Vegan. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official home of Cat Chat, every Wednesday night at 6:30. State Farm. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Montana State University, Mountains and Mines. Town Pump Food Stores, proud sponsor of the Brawl of the Wild Series. And by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Now, here's your host, Zach Mackey.
Well, we welcome you into another season here of Cat Chat from Buffalo Wild Wings with first-year head coach, now Coach Brent Vegan, joining us as well. Coach, how are things going?
Things are moving along, yeah. The staff is in place and the systems on both sides of the ball are getting put in, so it's starting to feel a little more like football as opposed to just hiring and doing all those type of things we did the first couple weeks.
Yeah, it obviously has been a whirlwind right into it here. We thank everyone for coming out here from Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll record these all throughout March and April, and you could join us on the Bobcat Radio Network or otherwise here in-house at Buffalo Wild Wings in Bozeman, Montana. You can also get involved if you're in-house. We have a container up here to ask Coach Vegan some questions that you have. Otherwise, online, too, you can let us know. By tweeting us and letting us know some of the questions you have for Coach Vegan. Coach, let's just dive right into it. I mean, you know, you become the 33rd head coach here at Montana State. And what kind of enticed you to Montana State? Made it one of those decisions that you wanted to come here?
Well, I know when it appeared that the job might open back at the beginning of January, when Coach Choate was his name was floating around with the Boise State job, it was a chance to really think long and hard about it at that point. And you know, the things that I really looked at, you know, where was the team at, and with the success back in 18 and 19, and the rise that they had during Coach Choate's time, it was apparent that the team was in a great place. I know my past experience at North Dakota State, playing out in Bozeman twice. One was 05, packed house regular season game that we came up short, and then a playoff game in 2010. And the 2010 game in particular left a real mark on the support here. You know, it was a cold December day. We were playing a real good Bobcat team that had won the Big Sky that year, and raucous crowd, just absolutely electric atmosphere, and that's not something you get everywhere in the FCS, but it was apparent this was a place that is very well supported. And, you know, they played really good football. And as we went on to win championships in 11 and 12, I know the Bobcats lost to the Bearcats, I think, of Sam Houston both those years. So we had a chance to continue to measure them, you know, as we were a game or two away from playing them. And just felt like this was a place in the FCS that not only was in the midst of doing well, but could do great things. And then getting a chance to talk to Leon Costello, meet President Cruzado. It was apparent that the vision from the top down was there. And these, you know, obviously didn't open up the first time, so this is a mix of two different times for the month of January. And I know from a family perspective, moving out to Laramie, Wyoming, and spending our last 7 years there, we really became appreciative of this region, this part of the country. And, you know, having a chance to step up and move to Bozeman was an opportunity that really excited our family as well. So all levels, this job on the surface, as it ultimately did open up, was something I, you know, really wanted to pursue, and getting the opportunity to, you know, dive deeper and deeper through those couple weeks of the search, knew more and more if I could get my hands on it, I want to.
Coach, you're a couple of weeks in here now at Montana State. You come in, I'm sure you've got a long list of things you got to get done. What are some of those things that you've been able to check off, been able to get done, and what's on the horizon here these first couple of weeks?
First couple of weeks, it was really important to just get to know all the people within the organization. So that started with the players, getting a chance to get in front of them that first Tuesday. You know, I got the job on Monday, flew back out here on a Tuesday because the players were leaving, I think, on Wednesday for a long weekend, President's Day weekend. So, you know, that was important to get in front of them, kind of to lay out the vision, lay out where we're going. And then the next several days, it was getting a chance to meet with the remaining staff and getting to know who they were as coaches, as men, as teachers. And it was apparent, it was a group of guys that were really invested in this program, really invested in the players, and like good teachers and good football coaches. And then getting a chance to meet support staff, whether it's equipment, video, nutrition, you name it, just getting to know all the people that have roles that really affect our program, affect our players, and then along with that, hiring a few spots that I knew that we needed to fill. And so that was a pretty big first week. And then the second week rolled around, the players come back, and it was a chance, gave me an opportunity to sit down with each and every one of our players for 10, 15 minutes and just get to know why they chose Montana State, how their experience has been here, both at the university and in Bozeman, where they came from, who, their family, just get to know them on a different level and hopefully begin that trust building that I think is so important. Just because you're the head coach, you know, you're not immediately stamped with they have to trust you. Trust is built because you develop relationships, and that's really what those first couple weeks were about. And, you know, now we've been able to shift gears a little bit into – you know, the staff is in place. The systems are taking shape. Those meetings with the players are happening. We've been able to give our strength coach, Sean Heron, some real direction over the month kind of leading into spring ball, set that spring ball calendar. So it's starting to look more like a football job at this point as opposed to an administrative job.
Coach, what's this spring going to look like? I know a lot of people have questions. It's obviously different for every team with FCS, some playing, some not. Montana State opted out of the spring season. What do you envision this spring looking like for the Montana State Bobcats?
Well, what we talked about as coaches and even all my meetings with the players, the captains, was what are we trying to gain, first of all? And we're putting in systems that are similar but different enough that learning our system is paramount. Learning about our guys with new coaches is paramount. Evaluating how they're going to adapt in competitive situations. Those were the priorities. So those are your typical priorities in spring. So really trying to marry it up to what I know and our staff knows best as a normal spring. And a normal spring does consist of 15 opportunities to go out there and practice, of which you can scrimmage in some fashion up to three times. I think the big thing for us was to spread it out over time so we could – you know, practice three times a week, but then also to learn three times a week. Watch the film, continue making progress with, you know, the understanding of our system. And like, you know, I think just us as coaches getting to know our players better. So making that choice to stay within the regular kinds of or regular confines of a spring, we all felt was important. I think the players certainly bought in entirely with that. So we'll start on March 23rd and go 5 weeks, culminate that with a spring game on April 24th. And we have the numbers right now that that can be a game-like competitive situation. Sometimes in spring you're very thin, but with the nature of 2020, our numbers right now are at a, you know, I would say an all-time high, as are most teams across the country. But, you know, we have a couple real competitive environments where, you know, guys are competing for playing time. They're competing for their ability to get on the game field in the fall. And ultimately, you know, all that being said, what are we doing this spring to best prepare us to win football games in the fall? And that's the formula that we came up with that we think is best. And you know, it's within sights now.
Yeah, as we're here with Coach Brent Vegan from Buffalo Wild Wings, we have Cat Chat every Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30 on the Bobcat Radio Network, and talking a little bit about spring football, everything that goes into it. Coach, you said you were able to meet with the players, able to get some of that. Does that also mean to get into kind of the personnel and decide and kind of see, okay, this is what we've got here, this is where we could use some help here? Is that kind of the process that's playing out right now too?
Yeah, make it less about maybe what's been done in the past. I mean, those games back to 19, that's a long ways away. I certainly had watched a little bit because everybody knows the first game is against Wyoming, so I was going to coach in that game one way or the other. So I'd watch a little bit just to see systematically how much it would marry up with what I would envision, more so than watching individuals. I think now what we've been able to do with the staff here is watch a little bit from the fall, but make it more about you know, engaging with our players and then watching them move around in the, you know, yesterday it was actually out in the stadium, so outside in space. Some have been in the domes, in the indoor facilities, but, you know, trying to place our personnel in the best position as we do make some subtle changes on both sides of the ball is kind of, I think, a process any new staff takes on. And you know, the great thing about our players is I think the culture's in place where they've been very receptive to anything and everything. I mean, they've been through a lot between all that went on in 2020, ultimately not playing, and then thinking they're going to play in January, thinking their coach might leave, then he's going to come back, and then they find out they're not going to play, then their coach does leave, and then they have a new coach. So all the things they've been through, and to be, you know, resilient through all of that, and then to be as inviting. I know Freddie Banks, our defensive coordinator, he went to Nevada last year. That was his first year there. And they were making really dramatic changes on defense. You know, football talk going from a 3-3 stack to a 4-2-5 defense. And I think they came in there and there was plenty of resistance. Now, that was just a defensive staff changing. And I think for all our coaches, the new ones and the guys we retained, I mean, it's just been a great group of guys to work with through this process, because these processes, you know, guys can have scars, and it's apparent that they've stayed together and they're in it because they feel like, you know, that last time out there in 19, they were close, but there was more work to be done, and that's what we're in the midst of doing.
Yeah, no kidding. We're here with Coach Brent Vegan, head football coach for the Montana State Bobcats, offensive coordinator Taylor Housewright, and quarterback Tucker Rovick going to be joining us later on, as well as volleyball coach Daniel Jones. All coming up. We'll have more with Coach Vegan right after this as you'll listen to Catch Up from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, real quick. We know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts, or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories at their North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Visit them online at shop.msubobcats.com or come into their store at North 7th Avenue. Go Bobcats!
The Bobcats are proud to present these preferred local partners in the home service industry as members of Bobcat Build. Bozeman Brokers Real Estate, the local's choice when experience matters. Great Floors. Great design begins with Great Floors. Montana State Athletics encourages our fans to choose these local businesses as they are proud local sponsors and demonstrate what it means to be a Bobcat. We are Bobcat Built.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Town & Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town & Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 6 locations. Visit your local Town & Country Foods today. Go Cats!
Interbell provides up to 1 gig high-speed fiber internet to help run your business and keep you connected. Interbell serves the Tobacco Valley, all the way from the Canadian border south into the Flathead County. We are the best broadband for business and for life. Visit us in Eureka, where the mountains still rule the skyline. Enjoy world-class recreation and a welcoming community. We will be happy if you decide to stay a while. This message is powered by Interbell.
The win-win value lineup from Buffalo Wild Wings gets you more for less with buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. It's like finding extra fries at the bottom of your bag, but they're boneless wings, and there's twice as many of them. What is this sorcery? It's Boneless Thursdays at B-Dubs, available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery.
BOGO of equal value at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout limited time. Delivery offer valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website and app subject to availability. Fees may apply plus taxes.
Gatchak continues along here with head football coach Brent Vegan from Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us. Some of the questions we get as well we've been talking about will... You know, also talk with offense coordinator Taylor Housewright, quarterback Tucker Rovick coming up. Daniel Jones is going to be joining us on talk a little Bobcat volleyball, too. Coach, something that obviously is going to be completed here in the summer, that new football facility, too, that's going to be exciting and enticing for your staff with a brand-new facility upcoming.
No question. And not to say I wouldn't have taken the job without that facility, but that just, again, shows where this program's going, the dedication from administration, from boosters. You know, I think as you look at the landscape of college football, there's certainly an arms race from the top down. So it's more about, do your players, your student athletes have a chance to do all the things they can on a daily basis? And those things seem to be growing as time has gone on. And this facility will allow for that all in one spot. I think it will free up space certainly for the rest of our athletic department as well as we move out of the field house. But tremendous facility, well thought out. I know it's going to be tight, our turnaround, once we get to late July, early August as we start camp to get in there. But I know the guys are super excited to get in there. And again, just from a impact on our guys' daily lives, it's going to be something that is hard to measure, but, you know, they're – just the ease of their days and the space we have and the timing and how that will even help them as students, I think, is hard to put a finger on.
We have some of the people in-house here asking some of the questions. We'll get to them now. Also, Coach Vegan's going to be coming back towards the end of the show to answer a majority of those. Some of these, Coach Bonnie wants to know, is your family in Bozeman yet? Have they been able to make the trip here?
They've been able to visit, minus my oldest son. So I have three boys. One's a junior, so he's in the midst of his high school basketball season, so he was not able to come out for the press conference. But my eighth grader and my fourth grader were, so they fell in love with it right away. They plan on moving at the end of March. I know, you know, typically coaches' families move a lot. This will be our second move. So, you know, we feel blessed that that's been the way my career has been able to operate. We've lived in some great places at this point, and really anxious to call Bozeman home in short notice.
Yeah, Coach, I think that speaks a lot, too. Of, like you said, there's the carousel of coaching, and, you know, you've been at two spots. This is only your third spot in your coaching career to get to a head coaching position. It's got to be something that you pride yourself on, too, of not being a jumper around. You're going to get there and get the job done.
Yeah, two things to that. I've always felt like, you know, short-term goal is, hey, let's make this year where I'm at the best I can, and we'll see what comes of that. And that led me back to the same place a lot of times, just because you fall in love with where you're at, you're dedicated to taking that program as far as you can, and you know that's led to two moves, and not being a guy that's looking for the next job. I think there's a lot of guys in our profession that make their livelihood more about the next job than the job they're in, and that's not a way to live life as far as I'm concerned. You know, especially when you have a family involved, and you know, and they really matter in the scenario. You know, and going back to the beginning of my career, I was real fortunate at North Dakota State to go from a player to a GA to a restricted earnings and make some of those climbs without having to leave. And you know, we were going through the transition from Division II to FCS. It was 1AA at the time. And, you know, I couldn't have been more fortunate, I guess, to be part of that while my career was growing and then be given more and more responsibility as time went on. So, you know, a couple key breaks early, but then I think it's been a matter of choice more than anything to really, you know, dig in and do the best job we can at the place we're at and enjoy it as much as we can, just not on the football field, just in life.
Yeah, Coach, it obviously was announced in January, like we talked about, Montana State will forego the spring season of the Big Sky. It was announced that they were going to play a couple of games. Obviously, things changed, new staff coming in. Like we talked about, the guys up the hill there in Missoula, they are going to play a couple of games this spring. Dan asked the question, I know we kind of hinted on a little bit, but is there going to be a spring game, and kind of what's that going to look like?
Well, we'd like to make that as big an event as possible. You know, and as we stand right now, there hasn't been fans at the basketball games. I know the tournament's in Boise, but they're letting fans there. I don't know if that'll shift gears here a little bit, but you know, we would like to make that event beyond just a competitive game. I know spring games can take on a lot of different forms. The game we would like to have would be a game. It would be game format. It would be four quarters. So we'd pick sides as coaches, pitting the first defense and second offense against the first offense and second defense, and really mix our guys in to make it as competitive as possible. Because I do think there's a need for our guys, especially our young guys, to be in a game-like experience. So if we can have fans there, even if it's, you know, a minimal amount, if that's 5,000, whatever, 3,000, I think that would be positive for our guys. And I'm sure there's people around here just starving for an event in general. Yeah. So that's the hope. I know if we can't do it, we'll still have our game. But, you know, hopefully as we look forward, you know, whatever that is, what is that, 8 weeks down the road,
yeah,
something like that. Hopefully things are in position where we can do just that.
Coach, it's crazy, too, when you look at it. I mean, the last game that was played here was in December of 2019. Obviously, guys that are in college are changing. They've got a strength program here. I mean, I got to imagine that the team that many of the Bobcat fans are going to see on the field in 2021 is going to – the guys are going to look different. It's going to be, obviously, a new scheme with a new head coach. And it's just going to be a totally different feel, having gone a year and a half without live action.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's certainly some positives there. I think from a health perspective, I think we should be in a very good place. You know, we're going to have a competitive environment, and you know, anytime you have competition in football, there's some residual effects to that. But you know, we're going to be healthy, and I think what we're not going to have, the teams that are playing even a couple games, let alone a full season, there's going to be some some greater impacts from an injury perspective. And I look at those teams playing a full season right now. I don't know mentally how those kids are going to be able to bounce back in a two-month window, June and July, and then be able to go in August. You know, if I think when we were at Wyoming with the prospect of not playing in the fall and the spring, I mean, we were really concerned unless they would doctor the 2021 season, how that would all work. So we got our six of our eight games in and got it kind of, I hate to say, kind of cut it out of the way a little bit, but that's why I think we're in a real good place. You know, and as far as the development of guys, yeah, I see them how I see them now, but for a lot of the fans, especially those guys that were first and second year guys, and there's plenty of guys that people haven't seen either that showed up through the course of 2020, I think we got a chance to look different, have some different guys out there. I think, you know, beyond the schemes being subtly different, I think, we have a chance. And, that was the first impression I got when you walked in there. It's a good-looking bunch as far as the height, the strength levels, the movement. And that's without me having any reference point of really what they looked like back in 19.
Coach, thanks for coming out today. We've got Coach going to be coming back on later on in the program. Again, everyone's excited, looking forward to it. We'll get another break in and be back with more as Taylor Housewright and Tucker Rovick will join us next as you listen to Cap Chat from Learfield IMG College.
Your home should be a retreat, and Mountain Hot Tub can help you create your own backyard vacation. With America's number one brand of hot tubs, hot spring spas, you can enjoy a soothing massage every single day. Plus, relax knowing that hot spring spas are energy efficient, easy to own, and designed for the beautiful Montana outdoors. Visit any one of Mountain Hot Tub's three locations in Bozeman, Butte, or Helena. Mountain Hot Tub, serving Montana's hot tub needs since 1979.
Hey Bobcat fans, Orange Theory Fitness of Bozeman is so excited about the start of this winning Bobcat football season. We are also super excited about you starting a winning season looking and feeling better than you ever have before. No matter what your fitness level, Orange Theory Fitness is for you. Come in and see why over a million people are in the best shape of their lives because they started doing Orange Theory Fitness. Call 406-577-3000 or stop in to see us at our studio next to Rose Hours in Bozeman. Cheers to a winning season and cheers to a winning you.
Town & Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town & Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 6 locations. Visit your local Town & Country Foods today. Go Cats!
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
The Bobcats are proud to present these preferred local partners in the home service industry as members of Bobcat Build. Bozeman Brokers Real Estate, the local's choice when experience matters. Great Floors, great design begins with great floors. Montana State Athletics encourages our fans to choose these local businesses as they are proud local sponsors and demonstrate what it means to be a Bobcat. We are Bobcat Build.
Back here on Cat Chats from Buffalo Wild Wings, our football Cat Chat every Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30. We're getting close to the top of the hour, so we got to step out 10 seconds for the stations to identify themselves. 10-second station ID as you're listening to Cat Chat.
You're listening to MSU Bobcat Football on 100.7 KXLB and 98.7 in Livingston. Translator KT54AL.
And back now with offensive coordinator, Coach Taylor Housewright, as well as quarterback Tucker Rovick. Thanks, guys, for taking the time and coming out today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Coach, we'll start with you. I know it's been just a short time here in Bozeman. How's it been adjusting and everything to life in Bozeman, Montana?
It's been good. Obviously, got a place to live and living on a cot right now. My wife's not here, and my stuff is in a truck right now on its way here and gets here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., so I'll finally feel like I actually live here. But
yeah.
Beautiful town, big town, didn't know much about it. And definitely very, very surprised at how awesome the people are in town and just the surrounding area.
Coach, Coach Vegan gets the head coaching job. Talk me through the process. What made Montana State a reality for you to come here?
To me, it was a no-brainer. You know, Coach Vegan called me and said it would be a possibility. And obviously, when you look around this place from a living standpoint and then what they've done on the football field with Coach Choate, the success they've had, it was an easy decision. You know, I was living in Eugene, Oregon, and Bozeman, Montana is a little better than Eugene, Oregon, in my opinion.
We also here are joined by junior quarterback Tucker Rovick. And Tucker, talk a little bit. I know Coach mentioned it. Everything that the players have been through over the course of the last year and a half now, what has that been like? What are some of the challenges, that you guys have faced?
Yeah, I mean, just due to everything with COVID, cancellation of the season, coaching change, the one thing I will say with all these guys is they're really reluctant and they just keep pushing forward despite the adversity that may have been presented within the past year.
What about, you come down with the decision that, or you hear the decision that, Coach Choate is leaving and that, and got a new head coach coming in. How has that process been? And, just how has that adjustment been?
It's been honestly really great. Being an offensive guy, it's really nice having a offensive-minded head coach at the helm compared to, a defensive head coach and Coach Choate in the past. So that's definitely something very intriguing. And then also the addition to Coach Housewright and just what he's learned from anything from Wyoming to Mississippi State to Oregon, just the knowledge that he brings to the program makes a lot of the guys excited.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah, thanks.
Coach, can you give the people a little bit of a background of your coaching, where you've been and everything?
Yeah, so originally from Ohio, grew up in Ashland, Ohio, and played at a Division II school there, and then coached at Miami of Ohio in the MAC, Mid-American Conference. And then dropped down and worked at Wittenberg University, which is a Division III school, coaching receivers. And went back to my alma mater for 2 years and coached receivers and then coached the secondary the second year. And then went to Wyoming and worked with the tight ends and fullbacks for Coach Vegan when he was the offensive coordinator. And from there, I went to Mississippi State and Starkville and worked with the running backs for Coach Moorhead. And then things didn't. We had a winning record and got fired for whatever reason. So we ended up in Eugene, Oregon. And he's the offensive coordinator, so I was there during the quarantine for a year and working with the quarterbacks.
Coach, obviously you're going to take over an offensive unit that got Montana State to one of the top four rankings in the country in 2019. What teams who or someone who's watching a team coached by Taylor Housewright, what will they see? What will stand out?
Really, it's two things for me just from a philosophy standpoint. One is being a tough, hard-working offense, and that starts on the offensive line and everybody, I don't think you can play this game of football without being tough. And the second part is taking care of the football. Obviously, the football is everything. You turn it over, you're not going to win many games. Outside of that, everybody asks me what we're going to do. Well, we're going to do whatever our players can do. If you look at the top five offenses every year in every division or high school, middle school, peewee, NFL, they're doing what their players can do and what they're good at. To me, it's not about me and what I want to do, and I say we're going to have a system that fits and is easily taught, but with spring ball and fall camp, we're going to figure out what our players can do, and the best 11 guys are going to be on the field. Now, to be a good offense, you have to run the ball, and that's what they've done, and you got to be very physical up front and be able to do some things and move people. Without that, in my philosophy, you can't win at all, and obviously that's our goal here, to continue the success that they've had and come in and not change things, but come in and try to help some of our knowledge and where we've been make it better, so to
long answer short is we're going to be very physical and we're going to take care of the football.
Perfect. I know Bobcat fans will enjoy hearing that. It's always kind of been the staple of that physicality that you've seen out there on the field on Saturdays. Tucker, we were talking about it. It's been a long time since you played a college football game, December of 2019. What have you been able to do, you think, in that time to be able to make yourself a better player, evaluate or elevate your game throughout that time?
Yeah, I think just due to COVID, you really kind of had to sit back and have like individual plans on how you're going to better yourself, rather it be through the game of football, education, like growth and relationships. So I feel like that's something a lot of guys have really focused on, specifically kind of growing the relationships with the guys on the team. And that's really been something that we've continued to overharp over this past year.
Obviously, the quarterback position has a lot of eyes on it. It did last season and the offseason, last couple of years, it's had a lot of eyes on it. And how has that room been? How do you like, obviously, you've got some very capable guys in that quarterback room.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some winners in the room is what I like to say. We got guys that have won at many different levels and have great experience. And I think that the QB room is one of the strongest rooms in just terms of, like, the connection, the relationships that we've built through, I guess, the past 3 years and as well as COVID year as well.
I remember Coach Choate saying at one point last year that it might be the only team, one of the very few teams in the country that has four guys at the FCS level that have won Division I college football games as a quarterback and as a starting quarterback. When you throw Troy in there and everybody in there, that's got to be enticing too, Coach.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, as long as I don't screw them up. we've got a group that I think any guy you throw out there can win games for us, and it's going to make it fun and compete, and we're going to work together to figure out who is going to be out there week one. But as you know, in this game, you got to have multiple guys ready, you know, and compete against each other and push each other. And they're going to have this relationship last for a lifetime, regardless of who's out there throwing the ball. So it'll be a good time.
Obviously, you're putting in a new scheme, a new different type of offense coming in now. What do the next couple of weeks look like, and what are you hoping to be able to get out of spring ball with that new offense?
Yeah, the next couple of weeks is just organizing how we're going to do things and what we're going to do. The what is pretty much there, and as far as just how we're going to teach it. Okay, day one we're going to teach this, day two we're going to teach this, and have a progression to it so it's easy for these guys to learn. I think the biggest thing as a coach is you just have to teach them and not slow their feet down with their mind as best as you can and not make it super complicated. It's not a complicated game. These guys have played it since they've been in Pee Wee football, so just give them the basis, have a system that can go in different ways to fit your players, and let them go out there and play freely.
How excited are you, Tucker, to get an opportunity then in August to suit up and go back and play for the Bobcats?
Very excited. Like you said, it's been a very long time, and the addition that Coach Housewright's bringing to our offense while still kind of keeping the same philosophy is really intriguing. I mean, football's football. The lingo might change, but at the same time, every single Saturday you're strapping up and playing some football, so I know a lot of guys, including me, are excited.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, if you missed any portions of our coaches' radio show, you can always catch them on demand via our podcast, The Bobcat Insider. Each week, I host a guest, and you can download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast to hear the full episode of Cat Chat. Here from Buffalo Wild Wings. Exciting times coming up here in the spring. I know a lot of work still to be done and everything. Thanks so much for taking the time, guys.
Thank you.
That is offensive coordinator Taylor Housewright and quarterback Tucker Rovick. Back in a moment. You're listening to Cat Chat from Learfield IMG College.
The Bobcats are proud to present these preferred local partners in the home service industry as members of Bobcat Build. Bozeman Brokers Real Estate, the local's choice when experience matters. Great Floors. Great design begins with great floors. Montana State Athletics encourages our fans to choose these local businesses as they are proud local sponsors and demonstrate what it means to be a Bobcat. We are Bobcat Built.
Interbell provides up to 1 gig high-speed fiber internet to help run your business and keep you connected. Interbell serves the Tobacco Valley, all the way from the Canadian border south into the Flathead County. We are the best broadband for business and for life. Visit us in Eureka, where the mountains still rule the skyline. Enjoy world-class recreation and a welcoming community. We will be happy if you decide to stay a while. This message is powered by Interbell.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 6 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories at their North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Visit them online at shop.msubobcats.com or come into their store at North 7th Avenue. Go Bobcats!
The Win-Win Value lineup from Buffalo Wild Wings gets you more for less. With buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. It's like finding extra fries at the bottom of your bag. But they're boneless wings, and there's twice as many of them. What is this sorcery? It's Boneless Thursdays at B-Dubs, available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery.
BOGO of equal value at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout limited time. Delivery offer valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website and app subject to availability. Fees may apply, plus taxes.
Are you searching for your dream home in the Gallatin Valley? Prescott Ranch is Belgrade's newest family-friendly neighborhood of affordable luxury homes. Just 15 minutes from MSU and the excitement of Bobcats sporting events. Prescott Ranch has all the perks of upscale, maintenance-free living without the hassle of the Bozeman housing market. Visit PrescottRanch.com to view our floor plans and schedule a model home tour today. Go Cats!
Hello, tomorrow. We may not know exactly what you've got in store for us, for our routines and our normals. But here's the thing. Turns out, we've got this. We haven't seen everything, but we have seen ourselves be more ready for whatever you bring than we thought we would be. So when it comes to tomorrow, bring on the day. First Interstate, built for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Visit us at firstinterstate.com.
Cat Chat continues on here from Buffalo Wild Wings on a Wednesday in Bozeman, Montana. We are now joined with head volleyball coach, Coach Daniel Jones. Coach, how's it going?
It's going. Yeah. It's going. We're flying through the season, and I don't know. I like the way it's going so far.
Yeah, no kidding. How about it? 7 straight matches all going the way of the Bobcats. They just continue to win the last couple of weeks. 8-2 overall right now is your squad. The funny part of it, too, is it seems like so many of those going 5 sets. That's got to be a little stressful over there on the sidelines.
Yeah, we've got a running joke in the program. We're earning all our gray hairs this year, that's for sure.
No kidding. But, Coach, what have you guys done right? I mean, 7 straight is quite impressive.
Yeah, I think we've been building for this. You know, we've talked a lot over the years about how, you know, we want sustainable growth and we don't want to just be a flash in the pan. And I feel like the recruiting, as we've really stepped up in our recruiting, we've got the right kids in the gym, and then the kids that we've had in the program for a while, our juniors and seniors, we've been able to train them really well. So I just think it's a culmination of those two things colliding really at the right time, and you know, it's just coming together nicely.
Has it been a little bit weird? I mean, obviously it's different having a spring season as opposed to typically going in the fall.
Yeah, it's been a challenge for sure. I think you know, we've been talking a lot as a coaching staff about burnout for the athletes. How, you know, we came back in June expecting to start in August, and we've been on that track. And we're a week out from August start date, we got told we're not playing. So how much do you keep pushing? How much do you back off? And I think we've struck a nice balance, but we're really having to manage it at this time for sure.
We see anyone who watches the matches sees that you got to wear masks during the contest and that. What are some of the other precautions that go in during a COVID year?
Lots of cleaning.
Yeah.
Wiping the balls down before practice, after practice, you know, social distancing as best we can, wearing masks the whole time. You know, the testing, we get tested every week, so I think all our nasal passages are pretty well calloused by now. It's been a different year, and I think the team is, it's shown us how resilient the team is and how they're just adaptable. You know, it's been very impressive.
Coach, we've seen a lot of the videos, a lot of the highlights of some of the blocks going down the last couple of weeks. Your team, one of the top 70 teams in the country in blocks right now. What's made them so good and so effective?
You know, we had a unique opportunity in the fall where there was a bunch of schools playing out east and in the south who were playing their regular season, and we weren't. So we have some connections to the University of Louisville. I sent Cole out because they were leading the country in blocks per set, and say, hey, Cole, go find out what they're doing to train blocking, because it was obviously a little bit different than what we'd been doing. And sent him out there on a fact-finding mission, and he had a great opportunity to be in their gym for 4 days. And he came back with some great ideas. And I think the combination of the adjustment in our blocking scheme and how we're working on the block, along with the hard work by the young ladies in the team in both their fitness and athleticism. And we've gone from having one person in the gym who can grab the basketball hoop at 10 feet to three or four now. So it's a real testament. So it's a combination, again, of skill training and the physical development of the athletes.
Coming off that most recent contest against Portland, your team, Emma Pence, was able to get 8 blocks. She's obviously been dynamic, one of those leading blockers in the country, in the Big Sky. Coming off a Big Sky Player of the Week, how great has she been?
She's been phenomenal. And the neat part is, with this season not counting for NCAA eligibility, she's still only going to be a sophomore in the fall. So we've got 3 more years of this.
Wow.
Just really impressive. She's a kid who made decisions over the quarantine that she really wanted to up her game and up her personal standards. And she came back in a phenomenal shape. She's one of the kids who's touching 10 feet, just really explosive and doing a really nice job. So for me, she's got to be in the conversation of league MVP right now. She's producing on the offensive side and the defensive side at some of the highest rates in the league. And so I think she's a real candidate for the most valuable player in the league right now.
How about Jordan Klein, too? You've seen her progression over the years. She's a Montanan as well. People love to see that at the Bobcat uniform.
Yeah. You know, her nickname in the gym is the Menace from Ennis. And we love having her. And it's a really neat story with Jordan. I mean, when I was still down in Utah, and I was like, dang, this kid's going to be good. And we brought her in, redshirted her last year, gave her a great opportunity to catch up with the speed of the game coming out of Class C volleyball. And it's really paying off. And again, with Jordan, she's only this. Her in the fall of 21 will be her third season in the program, but she's only going to be a freshman.
Wow!
From an NCAA eligibility standpoint, so we're going to have 4 more years of this, which is pretty darn exciting for Bobcat volleyball.
You sit in second place in the league, right there in the hunt for a conference title. You got a couple of weekends coming up. Most recently, you're going to be coming up here, going to Idaho, take on a pair of matches against Idaho. Can you give us a little bit of a preview of that Idaho group?
Yeah, look, Idaho is always tough, especially at their place. Their coach, Debbie Buchanan, is a tough woman, and she has her team take on her persona of toughness. Really a team that's been very impressive over the years. I think last year was the first time we beat them in twice in 1 year since 1980-something. So, you know, they're not an easy out for sure. And you know, expect them to be big and physical. They like to run their offense fast. So we're going to have to, you know, serve really tough and keep them on their heels for sure.
Coach, you've got Idaho, Southern Utah, Weber State next couple of weeks, then the Big Sky Tournament going down in Greeley, Colorado, then hopefully a chance at an NCAA tournament. Obviously, it's different with everything. What's the NCAA tournament look like this year for volleyball?
Yeah, so traditionally a field of 64, and you have regional sites for the first and second round. And for the Sweet 16 and Elite 8, there's regional sites as well. This year, they're going a field of 48, 32 AQs with 16 at-large bids. It's all going to be in one site at Omaha, where the Final Four was planned to be, but it's all going to be in that one. They're going to put a bubble together in Omaha for us. And I was on a call just this morning, actually, with the organizing committee for the championship. And it's looking really good. They're doing everything they can to make it as a significant experience as you can under the circumstances.
Well, Coach, a tremendous season so far. Keep it rolling along.
Yeah, thank you so much, Zach. Thanks.
That's Coach Daniel Jones, head volleyball coach here at Montana State. We'll get a break. It'll be back with head football coach Brent Vegan when we return. You're listening to Bobcat. You're listening to Catch Up from Learfield IMG College.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
Hey Bobcat fans, Orange Theory Fitness of Bozeman is so excited about the start of this winning Bobcat football season. We are also super excited about you starting a winning season looking and feeling better than you ever have before. No matter what your fitness level, Orange Theory Fitness is for you. Come in and see why over a million people are in the best shape of their lives because they started doing Orange Theory Fitness. Call 406-577-3000 or stop in to see us at our studio next to Rose Hours in Bozeman. Cheers to a winning season and cheers to a winning you.
Your home should be a retreat, and Mountain Hot Tub can help you create your own backyard vacation. With America's number one brand of hot tubs, hot spring spas, you can enjoy a soothing massage every single day. Plus, relax knowing that hot spring spas are energy efficient, easy to own, and designed for the beautiful Montana outdoors. Visit any one of Mountain Hot Tub's three locations in Bozeman, Butte, or Helena. Mountain Hot Tub, serving Montana's hot tub needs since 1979.
The Win-Win Value lineup from Buffalo Wild Wings gets you more for less. With buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. It's like finding extra fries at the bottom of your bag. But they're boneless wings, and there's twice as many of them. What is this sorcery? It's Boneless Thursdays at B-Dubs, available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery.
BOGO of equal value at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout limited time. Delivery offer valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website and app subject to availability. Fees may apply, plus taxes.
Town & Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town & Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 6 locations. Visit your local Town & Country Foods today. Go Cats!
The Bobcats are proud to present these preferred local partners in the home service industry as members of Bobcat Bill. Bozeman Brokers Real Estate, the local's choice when experience matters. Great Floors. Great design begins with great floors. Montana State Athletics encourages our fans to choose these local businesses as they are proud local sponsors and demonstrate what it means to be a Bobcat. We are Bobcat Bill.
We continue along here on Cat Chat with Coach Brent Vegan from Buffalo Wild Wings, head football coach for the Montana State Bobcats, and getting ready here for our first show. We'll again have these all throughout the month of March and April at 6:30 to 7:30 here in the Bozeman Buffalo Wild Wings. We also invite you to join us for the taping of our Bobcat Insider television show at the Ribbon Chop House. That's going to start up. It's at 5:30 right now. It's going to move back to 7 o'clock here in a couple of weeks. And Coach Vegan and some of the assistants are going to be joining us at Ribbon Chop House on Tuesdays for that program as well. As we welcome Coach Brent Vegan back up here to the stage, we got some of these questions here for you, Coach. People in-house letting us know. Russ Williams, always here at Catch It. He says, are we going to throw to the tight ends? People love throwing to the tight ends here. Are we going to, Coach?
That's a great idea. That was a position I played. So, and I played for 4 years in the veer option offense. We didn't throw to the tight ends a whole lot then. We changed. My senior year got a few balls. But, no, I think the tight ends have to be a weapon on both sides of the thing. And we have a really good group of guys right now. And from a play-action perspective, from an RPO perspective, I know they were doing some things to get them the ball, and we're going to continue to build off of that.
So, yes, the tight ends are going to be involved, of course. Bob wants to know, do you expect any drop-down players to be added from some of those bigger schools? I know that's kind of been something that's came the Bobcat way the last couple of seasons.
Well, that's a great question. I know right now there's a lot of kids that are looking for homes, and I think the first thing that we owe it to our program is to really evaluate our guys very thoroughly. You know, right now we have a full roster. You know, we'll see how the competition, you know, goes through the spring. But I think our eyes are certainly open for some guys that contribute. But to say that it's going to happen for sure, I wouldn't want to say that right now.
Coach, some of these other just questions we'll get to overall. What's kind of your recruiting philosophy as you'll step into this role now too? And obviously each coach has a different philosophy, where they want to recruit, how they want to recruit, who they want to get. What's kind of the philosophy that you envision?
Well, I think the first thing, no question, is just to scour our state. To win the recruiting battle in the state of Montana. Montana's a good football state. Football at the high school level really matters. You look at our roster. I think we add the guys that we'll add this fall. We'll have upwards towards 45, 50 guys. So that's basically half your roster. And so we got to cover every corner. And B.J. Robertson is I think he knows every town, every nook and cranny. He's got a place to stay everywhere. So we got a leg up there. B.J.'s done a great job, as a whole staff, of just recognizing that it starts with the guys in this state, because they're going to be your heart and soul. They're going to obviously contribute on the field, but in the locker room, be the guys that are teaching the guys that come from out of the area how important football is in the state of Montana, how impactful Bobcat football is to so many people across our state. So starting there and finding the guys that, whether they play six-man to double-A, that we think can develop into players. And that comes down to really being committed on the evaluation side, really being able to project. And fortunately for a lot of our staff, we kind of have experience at all levels. So seeing guys and that are going to become something different when they get to college as opposed to what they're in high school is what we're paid to do. I think as far as the footprint goes in general, beyond the state of Montana, recruiting the Northwest, Idaho, Washington, Oregon will be a real priority. And I think you look at population bases that have direct flights in and out of Bozeman, we're very, very fortunate, whether that's Seattle or Portland, as far as that goes. But then you go down the coast, Los Angeles, Phoenix, over to Dallas, Fort Worth, as you get, to the south. I think those are all areas with great population bases that we have to scour. And it's not just bringing any guy up here. It's a guy that we think can really thrive here in Bozeman, both in school and on the football field. I know they've had some success in the Twin Cities, and that's an area that I've recruited my whole career. So, I think we'll continue to go east to recruit that spot a little bit. And dip down to Wyoming, too. We got a couple of real good players right now on the team from Wyoming, and it's close enough, certainly, especially that northern part of Wyoming, that we can get some kids from there as well.
As we're here from Buffalo Wild Wings on Catch Out with head football coach Brent Vegan, you talked about how important, obviously, it is to be able to recruit the state, to be able to keep it in-house, be able to win some of those battles with another school here in this state. How have you talked to some of those guys who already committed, some of that group of the 21 class? Have you been able to talk to some of those recruits?
Yeah, what we're doing, and I actually got a Zoom with the whole crew tonight at 8, getting with them every couple weeks. And the first was more introductory to do no different than maybe I did at my press conference, but just direct to them. And in the meantime, several of those guys, we've had individual calls as well, but we'll get on tonight and kind of give them an update, allow a couple of our new coaches an opportunity to meet them. And then I know both sides of the football. Get a perspective of who they are as players. So I know both sides have done that as well. Unfortunately, they can't come to Bozeman and meet us until we get into June. Yeah. They're part of the same dead period that the up and coming kids are too. So I know we're doing the best we can through Zoom and phone calls and FaceTime and all that. But it'll be great to put that handshake to a bunch of these kids down the road here.
It's crazy, Obviously, we've never had times like this and things like this. But I mean A lot of these kids get a huge decision, obviously, not just to go to college, but then to also play a sport in college at Montana State without ever stepping maybe on campus for some of them, or not getting an official tour around campus and everything. It's got to be kind of a weird process then when they come in, and even as a coach, not getting to see eye to eye some of those guys.
Yeah, I think, through this process, I was surprised all the kids that signed here in December had been to Bozeman. There's several kids from our state. I know there's a couple from Bozeman in town here. But even the kids from out of state had been here. So that was really surprising to me, which is positive. So I think they have at least a sense for the environment they're stepping into. What they're missing is that interaction, whether it was here on campus or in their homes that you typically get through the process. So, you know, there's certainly some catching up to do as far as that goes. But I think the young man that chose to come to Montana State back in December made that commitment. I think made it for the right reasons. You know, committing to the school and a program, you know, as opposed to a coach. But now they're getting used to a new coach and some new coaches on both sides of the football.
Coach, as we come towards the end of our first catch out of the season here from Buffalo Wild Wings, what's on the docket here coming up? What are the next couple of things that you want to get handled before you get it right into the heart of spring ball?
Well, it's really just planning out those practices, being real meticulous with our plan and making sure both sides of the football we're addressing the things we need to address, both to, again, learn our schemes and really evaluate our guys as much as anything. So that's a big part of it. And then, you know, formulating or continuing to move forward with that 22 plan, the 22 recruiting plan. So that certainly starts, again, with the players in state. I know we've had some interaction with them. I have personally. I know our staff has. And then it's continuing to develop that plan because we won't be able to go out on the road like we typically would in the spring. You know, to just learn who are those next, you know, next guys going to be? Who are those next guys that come December we're going to be all excited about come signing day?
Yeah, no kidding. I know everyone is excited, Coach. We appreciate you taking the time. Excited to have you in Bozeman and continue on the tradition here at Bobcat Football.
Yeah, I really appreciate this. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. It's a great venue for this. And look forward to many of these to come.
Yeah, no kidding, Coach. Well, we appreciate everyone coming out. Again, you could join us 6:30 to 7:30 here in-house or on the Bobcat Radio Network either way. That's going to do it for our first edition here of Catch Center. Thanks to Jesse Ropilato, to Coach Vegan, Coach Taylor Houseright, and Tucker Rovick, as well as volleyball coach Daniel Jones. I'm Zach Mackey saying so long. Until next time.
You've been listening to Cat Chat with head football coach Brent Vegan. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official home of Cat Chat, every Wednesday night at 6:30. State Farm. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Montana State University. Mountains and Minds. Town Pump Food Stores, proud sponsor of the Brawl of the Wild series. And by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Bobcats Sports Network.